Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Coming up, we're going to be speaking to MMC Belinda Echiozonjoku, who is the member of the Mayoral Committee for Development Planning, the City of Johannesburg. Oh, she's on the line now. Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you? And thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I hope that you're staying warm. The last few weeks, Gary and I have been following up with the City of Johannesburg, and this all started about 6 weeks ago. I was traveling through Johannesburg's CBD, and I thought that I was driving through a slum in New Delhi. I was completely shocked and horrified. I hadn't been there in years. And I said, called up the councillor at the time, that particular ward councillor. It's not limited to one particular ward. It actually seems to be quite endemic. And called up the councillor and I said, it's a disgrace and I'm coming back in 6 weeks. And if it's not cleaned up, I'm coming back with cameras. And that's exactly what we did. We went back with cameras. Have we sent the pictures to you?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
So
we actually did meet with the councillors, and he actually brought some of his friends along, and we had a meeting about what is happening in the city of Johannesburg. And it seems that a lot of people are pushing the buck. So we thought, well, let's go to the executive and ask the question, why is the Johannesburg CBD in such a disgraceful state?
Yeah, no, it's you're 100% correct, Cathy. The city had been in a state for a while. Unfortunately, it's been going through neglect. Some of the bylaws were just not enforced. Things went wrong, and people took advantage of the fact that law enforcement, obviously, both our bylaws and also national policing, everything had not been done in the city. And it's been taking a while for us to get back. As you know, I'm sure if you've gone through the cameras, you know it's not a task that can be done in a day. It's quite a daunting task having been neglected for so long. Unfortunately, criminal element has also crept in, and it's really created quite a big problem for us. The lack of bylaw enforcement that has caused it, but yeah.
So whose responsibility is it to enforce the bylaws?
Well, it's not one person only. I'm sure you've seen that JMPD is one of the departments that enforce bylaws. So is my department, which is development planning. We are responsible for the building bylaw enforcement, which is supposed to happen, and which we have already started some interventions. But as I said, you're not going to be able to see it immediately. It's really, really a daunting task to try, and as we do things block by block, because that's basically how our interventions are being done at the moment.
Why is Pick It Up not picking up the rubbish? I mean, I'm thinking seriously of changing their name to Let's Leave It Here.
Yeah, it's a challenge, and it's one of those challenges that as I walk in the city, I just have to alert you as well that I've now been allocated by the executive mayor to take care of the inner city with anything so we can try. And, you know, everybody wants to invest back into the city because of the mess, people have run away from the city. And one of the issues that you're mentioning is Pick It Up, not picking up, unfortunately, with the matter, and also the fact that we've got now the augmented filter, which is if there's not enough staff complement to pick it up, then these extra people will assist to pick it up. But also, it just started recently where they were given tools of trade and all those kind of things. So they're helping us. And we've started a two-week, fortnightly, block-by-block cleanup, building bylaw enforcement, plus also JNPD joins us. Some of the other entities like Joburg Water, Pick It Up, do join us. But it's fairly new. This is the second, I think it's the second or the third month we're trying to clean up, but there's a lot of littering. So obviously, also people do a lot of littering. And as pick up sometimes, it's not even an hour later and there's littering again.
You know why? Because when it's clean and somebody drops one paper, it's noticeable. When there's trash all over the place and someone drops a paper, nobody notices. So they really need to do a proper job. Here's my colleague, Gary Brumberg.
MMC, a question, the Pick It Up, Are they not under a stringent SLA? And is it being monitored? And whose responsibility actually is it to monitor it?
Yeah, Pick It Up is actually under Environment and Infrastructure, which is a different department to ours. But it doesn't stop us from picking up the phone and actually telling them there's a pile of rubbish, which I've done a few times, to tell them to come and clean up, or if they have not, if I see a block or that has not been done, we usually call them to come and clean up. But, you know, Gary, it's quite a neglect that has happened. As you do one block, you'll find that you'll probably find a bigger mess at the next block. And it's for us to get it to the stage where we are all in a place where we are comfortable that we're actually having proper cleanliness again.
Absolutely. And I think more and more we're hearing about the bylaws not being enforced and the lack of it and how desperately we need that plan in place. And we need to, I think there are two actions. What are we going to do today? And what are we going to do going forward to manage this?
What I can tell you what we're doing from the planning side of view is that we've already started reviewing some of the land use, the planning bylaws. We're in the process of reviewing it. We've picked up the inner city was actually quite a test case for us as development planning, because we found a whole lot of illegal churches. We found some creches worth, running and possibly not registered, even though it's not within the city's responsibility any longer. But we do speak to the different departments. So there's a lot of land use violations in the inner city in particular, and if people are using the incorrect land use, they wouldn't be billed correctly, they wouldn't have a bin, and they end up dumping and littering. So it's a bit of a complex problem, which we are trying to fix by not only reviewing the bylaws, but what we have right now, we actually work with JMPD to assist us where we can do interventions immediately. We do that. Where not, but long term, we're also looking at reviewing the bylaws, especially the municipal planning bylaw from our side, which is currently being under review.
Thank you so much for making time to speak to us this afternoon. Really do appreciate it. I'm sure that it won't be the last time. And let's see how we can fix South Africa, and we'll do it together, just like we got through this pandemic together. That is member of the Mayoral Committee, the MMC for Development Planning for the City of Johannesburg, MMC Belinda Echio Zonjoku.